Wow, you got put to work right away.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
all right.
Overtime pay.
Good evening, everybody. My name's Craig Maladra, and we're going to get started with tonight's meeting of Geneva City Council. Alderman Vogelsberg, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did anybody hear that?
Yep.
Do we have to?
Do we have to? Okay.
That's Piper, you have to.
That wasn't Bob. He looks victimized.
My bad.
All right, so let's begin with a roll call, please.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Vogelsberg here.
Oh. So Mayor Burns is feeling under the weather today, so I am acting as Mayor Pro Tem. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance. Let's turn to the victimized Alderman Piper. Ah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Before we dive deeper into the agenda, I want to make note of something many of you may have noticed. Both flags are at half staff outside of City Hall tonight. There's two reasons for this. The United States flag is at half staff because President Obama issued a directive to honor peace officers Memorial Day. That was yesterday, but we weren't here yesterday, so we're doing so today, and the flag is at half staff for that reason. And then the city flag is at half staff because to honor Mr. John Noble, the city attorney of Batavia for the past 12 years. Mr. Noble was also one time on the board of directors at CASA, past president of the Kane County Bar Association. Just an all-around dedicated public servant, and we're sorry to hear the news of his passing. So if we could have a moment of silence for him, please. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to tonight's agenda. Item 3A, there's no room up here. Sorry, I like to spread out. Item 3A, proclamation stating May 15th through the 21st, 2011, as Police Week in Geneva. Do I have a motion?
So move. Second.
Holy cow, that's a lot of people. Alderman Piper, Alderman Flanagan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
We need a voice vote, or is this?
That's a voice vote.
Oh, sorry.
Proclamation.
Excellent.
Vogelsberg, aye.
Thank you. item 3B, another proclamation, May 15th through the 21st, as Public Works Week.
Motion.
Alderman Brown and Alderman Alderman Dantino and Alderman Flanagan.
Sorry about that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay. Item 3C, proclaim May 16th, 2011, as Volunteer Boards and Commissions Recognition Day.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Alderman Brown and Alderman Marks. All in favor, please.
Aye.
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 Who said aye? Don, I think you have to state your name.
Vogelsberg, aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? No. Okay, good. Now, the next item, we're supposed to recognize outgoing City of Geneva Board and Commission members, but if I skip this, do they not get to leave? All right. I have a list. I don't know anybody's here, if everybody's here, so I'll just go through the list.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
There was a confusion as to, the list says these are reappointments, but there was no list of who is actually leaving, whereas the item on the agenda said recognize the outgoing people.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a confusion here in that.
Currently, we're recognizing the outgoing folks. There was no list in your packet for those folks, so that's what we're doing now. And then the next item will be to appoint the new people.
So the chairman is about to tell
He's
us.
He's about to tell you who are those that are vacating there.
And who've served the city valiantly, I'm sure. Exactly. Thank you.
And I will mention for the past week and the rest of this week on Channel 10, we have been running the names of all the boards and commission members who have served for fiscal year 10-11,
wonderful.
Including Thank those you. That are staying on and those that are departing.
Thank you.
Okay. From the Cultural Arts Commission, Bob Hillary and Jan Osler are going to be leaving us. Historic Preservation Commission, we have Sean Gallagher and Tom Hansen. Zoning Board of Appeals, we have Bill French. Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, we have Vicki Kellick, Randy Pomaro, and Nicole Weber. And they were all in such a hurry to get out of here that nobody showed up today.
Mr. Chairman, I would hope that the city would write them a letter thanking them for their services if they haven't done so yet, and I would so move.
We have a letter, we have some.
We also have little parting gifts for all of them. So those that were unable to attend, if they're still local, I've asked them if they don't mind stopping by City Hall. If they live further away, like I know Mr. Hansen, I think, moved to Oregon, we've mailed it to them. So.
Thank you. I withdraw my motion.
All right. So we don't need a motion?
No.
Okay, item 3E. So Alderman Brown already touched on this a little bit. Before I ask for a motion or anything on the approval of the mayor's reappointments, I want to make note at everybody's desk, we have a corrected list of appointments. This list differs from what's in the packet. Because in the packet, we have reappointments to a signage committee. That committee has been inactive for a number of years, so the mayor won't be reappointing anybody to that. So, if I could have a motion to approve the reappointments as listed on the sheet at your desk.
So moved.
D'Antino, does anybody want a second?
Second.
Alderman Singer, okay. Is the voice vote too? Okay, this one's a roll call, please.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Vogelsberg, aye.
Okay. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Does anybody have any amendments they'd like to offer? Okay. No amendments. We move on to the omnibus agenda. All items on the omnibus agenda are approved with one vote. Is that voice vote as well?
No, it's a roll call vote.
That's roll call also. Yes. Can I have a motion, please?
So move.
Marks and Singer.
First, Mr. Mayor, if there is any member of the council or audience that wish to have an item removed from the omnibus agenda, yes, that's the opportunity to do so now before the vote.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't bring that up. So does anybody want to remove an item from the omnibus agenda? Nope. Okay, then. So let's take a roll call on that, please.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Vogelsberg, aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that moves us down to item 10, please. Municipal bills for payment.
Bills for payment total $1,578,723.52.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website in the city packet.
Second.
Okay, Brown city and council Alderman packet. Flanagan seconded. And we need a roll call for that as well.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Gene Kilburg?
Aye.
Richard Marx?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
I think I missed you, Craig. Did I say Craig?
You did. I'm terribly offended.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I vote aye.
Okay, Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Vogelsberg, aye.
Chairman, I would, as a point of interest, I would note that although we carefully make the motion to approve and pay the bills, as opposed to the state and federal government that often approve bills and never get around to paying them for a long time, we actually pay our bills shortly after they're approved, I believe. Is that correct, Ms. McKittrick? Thank you.
Well said. I hope I wasn't going too fast. I think that brings us down to item 12. Or actually, item 13, new business. So I'll start with the members of the council. Alderman Hill?
I have a couple of them, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, from 8:30 until lunchtime, presumably noon, a group of 4 to 5 volunteers are going to be meeting at the West Side Cemetery, which is on Stevens Street at the northern end of 3rd Street. And we're going to conduct some minor lawn maintenance. We hope to finish by lunchtime or when our stomachs tell us. And anybody else who wants to come and help us, we're certainly welcome them to join us. You should bring a weed cutting device, dandelion digger, garden gloves, safety goggles, and a liquid refreshment like water or something soft like that. So we would appreciate any other volunteers. We got one just tonight, and I had a phone call this afternoon from a neighbor who wanted to help. Are there any questions about that before I go to my next new business item, Mr. Pro Tem?
For me, anybody on the council?
Sure.
Nope. Okay.
Okay. The next is a social event for the benefit of the Geneva History Center. This weekend, it's a fundraiser. And it's going to be conducted at the Underground Theater underneath the Urban Grill. And it's going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar before the performance and during the intermission. It will be somewhere, and I think there's assembling at about 6 p.m. And it's supposed to start at, by, I believe, at 7 p.m. The cost is $75 for History Center members and $100 for non-members. But it is a charitable event, so that is certainly one of the real benefits. And I know that one of the persons is participating. And in the rehearsals that we've had, it's turned out to be a very funny event. And it's called the... whatever that multi-bicentennial term is that the History Center created that I can't pronounce.
Demi-semi-septcentennial?
That's what it is, Alderman Brown. Please repeat that because I can't say it.
The demi-semi-septcentennial?
You got it. You got it. So anyway, it's going to be a fun event, and you can make your reservation online by going to the History Center, www.genevahistory.org, or stop by the History Center and buy your tickets. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any members of the audience have any business they'd like to present? Nope. All right. I think then a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Second.
Alderman Singer, Alderman Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Alderman Vogelsberg, you want to adjourn?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.